Well, we made it. The blizzard is pretty much in it, but yeah, there's a bit of a freeze on, that's for sure, as temperatures are going to get a lot colder the next few days, and we have some impact weather on your morning commute. Snow drifts, icy streets, swirling snow, ring road a mess. Only one we chose to drive it on our behalf here out of the newsroom, and that's our reporter Jillian Massey. Brave enough, she's making the commute with you. You're in Lakewood this morning. What have you experienced so far, Jillian?
It's pretty gnarly. If I could stay home, I would have. This is winter driving at its finest. It's really putting the skills to the test, Greg.
Well, I know you said Ring Road was just a disaster down to 50K if you're traveling on that, right?
Absolutely. It was, if it wasn't icy, there was drifting snow, or there was snow drifts. It was snow covered. There was ice. It was quite treacherous while I was driving through right near that Winnipeg Street exit. I almost hit the ditch. I swerved into the left lane just because I fishtailed out. It was so icy. I just totally lost traction. It was quite wild. But that's the case just for that ring road. So much of it is so exposed, so it's been polished up by those high winds. And, you know, I drove there about 40 minutes ago now, and it was, you know, there was quite a few less people. I know it's really going to pick up here soon with the traffic. So I encourage people, you know, be careful out there today, because it's really icy, and there's a lot of snow.
Okay, and really quick, you're in the Lakewood area now, but within the city, like in neighborhoods, there might be some drifting snow and ice, and getting out of your own neighborhood's a little slower. What about some of the main drags?
Some of the main drags, I mean, it's the same story, unless that plow has been through there. It's wall-to-wall snow. You could be looking at some icy patches.
Okay.
That being said, some of those areas are getting filled back in by the blowing wind.
All right, Jillian Massey, on the street with you. Thank you for the road report. We'll check in again shortly, Jillian. Thank you so much. I want to move now to our City Hall reporter, Jeff Smith, who's here with me. Jeff, how many cups of coffee do you go through? Is it tough to stay awake watching these deliberations, or is it exciting?
Well, it's interesting. I don't know if I'd say exciting, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I would think so, too. A lot of money on the line here, and we as taxpayers are definitely caring about this. Last I checked in with you, they hadn't got a mill rate, but yesterday they kind of came to one for now. What's the latest?
Well, so they started with a package of cuts, from many of them from that list, but also some number changes, really, forecasted investment revenue, that sort of thing. And this package took the proposed tax increase to 10.73. And now each counselor, and there's two rounds of this, where each counselor gets 5 minutes to propose amendments, and then they debate those amendments. So far we've got through Councillor Shobhna Radins, Councillor Shannon Zakidniak, and we're partway through Councillor David Froh's time. So that has taken us at this point to 11.26, so that would be an annual increase for an average home of $285.
And of those counselors that spoke, where are we saving money to get to this rate, or what's happened there?
Well, of these amendments that have been proposed, a lot of them are really moving money around. Councillor Zakidniak's proposal, for example, to put safety officers on buses, she intended that to be neutral, so taking money elsewhere to pay for it and not having an impact on the proposed mill rate. However, when councilors voted for it, they decided not to vote for the removal of a 10% transit fare increase. So as it stands, transit fares will be going up 10%, and that actually brought the mill rate down slightly. Then the day ended with Councillor Froh's motion to spend a little extra to top up a couple of key reserves. There's been a lot of concern about the rainy day funds, the bank accounts being very low. So he is going to redirect, his motion will have some money redirected into those reserves. But that brings it back up to where we are now with this 11.26.
So a lot of those meat and potato kind of recommendations from administration that were affecting a lot of, like some communities, I'm talking about the Conservatory and everything else, they haven't really been affected yet, anyhow, have they?
No, not from this package that the mayor introduced. So like I said, there certainly are cuts. So some of them are partial cuts from that list, not the entire cut, just the partial cut.
Okay, all right. So what happens today and tomorrow?
Well, we'll continue going through that list. And there's two passes through all the lists of councillors. And they really do kind of have a deadline to Friday, because everybody's going to be away for the holiday after Friday. So
by Friday, we should know the final figure.
Might be pretty late, but we should know.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on that story. I don't want to work late tomorrow. You go ahead and do it, Jeff. Thanks for doing that.
Will do.
The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply not a great morning when it comes to hitting the roads. But hey, you got to go. You got to go, drop the kids off from school or for school and get to work. And depending on where you are this morning, it's kind of hit miss. That highway hotline is ever changing right now. I'll ask Kevin Martell for an update on that one.
Rapidly changing this morning, Greg. And yeah, it seems like every half hour we have new information to tell you. Just one closure right now that we're seeing. That's Highway 8 just north of Moosomin into about Spy Hill. But another note for drivers too, because remember, they haven't had quite as much time to recover in Manitoba. And so if you're crossing, if you're headed east and you're crossing over to the Manitoba side of things, it sounds like there are a whole lot of closures in that province as well. So for drivers headed east, heads up.
We get the most accurate road reports and updates from our listeners. And we encourage you to text 1-877-300-7275 because we can go off the highway hotline what they're telling us. But like, for instance, here's Jim. He said, you know, he was number one east. It's dry, clear sailing other than the wind, you know, jostling you a little. But love those updates. Text, please, 1-877-300-7275. But I'll tell you, you know, yesterday with that freezing rain that started mid-morning there, and then you think, oh man, this is going to be a rough one, and now the snow's coming. It just took so long to get here, inevitably, didn't it?
It did, and I think there might have been some thoughts from some people where, oh, hey, are the forecasters wrong again? Because late last night, you could certainly hear the wind, but there wasn't a whole lot of snow on the ground, but the wind seemed to pick up, and then I know, you know, overnight a lot more fell. And for some driveways, it's going to be, you know, hard for you to get out of your place because of the drifts.
And we didn't get as much snow, although because of that drifting, for instance, I look out across the street, my neighbor doesn't have to shovel his driveway. I got a fair amount of snow on mine the way the wind drifted in. But snowfall amounts, I don't know, maybe what, couple inches?
Yeah, well, Environment Canada, we just talked to them with fresh numbers, and they were saying 10 to 15 centimeters, so 4 to 6 inches. We haven't heard from a whole lot of listeners yet on the text line in terms of how much you might have gotten at home in Regina, but certainly it wasn't the heaviest snowfall that we've found. But yeah, you talk about the ice that was underneath, the rain that froze, and then you know the new snow this morning. I didn't see any plows on my drive to work this morning.
Yeah, nor did I, but I'm sure they're out there. Snow roads have been declared, so you would think that we had Jillian Massey on. We will return to the road with her. She said Ring Road is like a
Right? Yeah, is how she is describing it, which means, yeah. And remember, this isn't even the busy part of the morning. We're just kind of getting going here in the next hour, so we'll keep an eye on any potential crashes that could slow you down.
And now, just, you know, we clean up from this. A lot of skid steers out there in parking lots, and the graders doing their thing eventually here. And now it just gets cold, doesn't it?
Well, a little more snow tonight. Not today. 2 to 4 centimeters tonight, and then another 2 to 4 tomorrow. So the shovel's going to get a good workout here over the next few days.
Oh, Kevin, I don't want that. I don't want
winter exercise, Greg.
But I know a lot of snowmobilers and cross-country skiers that are gearing up for some fun over the holiday break here. They'll be happy with this snow. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. A quick reminder, we call the North Pole after the 7:30 news. If you have a kid in your house that wants to talk to Santa, let him know what he wants for Christmas or she wants. Hey, come on. 1-877-300-7275 is the number. You could call that now on behalf of your kids and talk to my buddy Frank, my producer, and he'll hook you up with an opportunity to talk to Santa after the 7:30 news. They are talking money over at City Hall as they try to get through these budget deliberations. And hopefully by tomorrow, day's end, they will have a new mill rate for us. I don't know if it'll be a major consensus that we're all happy about it, but I'm sure there'll be a few people complaining. Right now, they're something close to around 11%, but that's going to probably change again here today, or today rather. Hitting the roads this morning, well, it's as you would expect. As the snowfall has tapered off for now, the winds have not. Stiff wind chill slapping you in the face. And look, there's our Jillian Massey, our reporter, on the streets with you. And Jillian, I know you recently survived a white knuckling experience on Ring Road, which is sheer ice. How's the rest of your morning been?
Well, it's been quite treacherous, to be honest with you, Greg. There's wall-to-wall snows on almost all roads. And where it's not full of snow or packed in with snow drifts or blowing snow, you know, the icy patches are starting to seep through. It's gnarly driving out here.
Yeah, and I think as the morning commute starts to get a little busier, some of that fresh snow gets packed down on top of that ice, and it only becomes even slipperier. Do you notice much sand or graders? Like, is there sand on the streets? Do you see any graders? Do you think crews are out there right now? They must be.
Well, you know what? I haven't seen a lot of graders or sanders out. I've seen skid steers galore, but I did see six graders on Albert Street. Unfortunately, they were all parked. So I get no satisfaction in telling you that, but I know that crews are going to be out here later today.
Yeah, I know, we're not dumping on city graders here. They're doing their thing and they're getting prepared, and they do the main arteries, then the secondaries. We haven't had enough snow that it's going to be coming through your neighborhood anytime soon, but some lanes where you'd normally have two lanes, you've probably noticed too, right? There's only one lane until a grader comes through. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, on Ring Road this morning, it's treacherous and it's icy. It's some of the worst conditions I think I've ever driven on Ring Road, especially between that stretch near Victoria Avenue and Winnipeg, like, or even to Albert, to be honest with you. If it's not icy, it's snowy. And if it's not, and vice versa, it's really quite treacherous. You know those heart-stopping moments that you have behind the steering wheel? I had that several times while I was driving on it.
Well, and I'm sorry I'm making light of it. I'm not trying to. I can relate to that, though. I'm in cozy comfort of a studio right now. We are hearing of someone that had a crash on Ring Road heading northbound. Someone called in to say a vehicle just hit the rail of the McDonald overpass, to your point, how extremely icy it is. But the experience this morning then, Jillian, is just to give yourself extra room from the vehicle in front of you and extra time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody needs to take an extra half an hour. And it might even take a little bit even more time to just scrape that exoskeleton of ice you might have on your vehicle this morning. I got a workout
in
scraping off the news cruiser. So, absolutely.
Jillian Massey, thanks for your time. We'll check in a little later on. I appreciate everything you're doing on the roads this morning. 7:18 now. Meteorologist Dave Carlson said that Alberta Clipper has indeed left us with the wind gusts, maybe as high as 80 tomorrow afternoon, and we will get a little more fresh snow, but he figures we got about 10 to 15 centimeters of snow and more is on the way.
Tomorrow we're looking at another snowfall, probably, yeah, following the Yellowhead pretty much from the Battlefords through Saskatoon, and maybe even as far south as Regina.
It all depends how the wind is blowing. You may feel like you've got more snow than the other guy, but others think, oh, we didn't get as much snow. And I don't think we got as much as they originally forecasted either. But just a reminder, the Prairie School Division has canceled all buses. Schools are open, but no Prairie School Bus Division here. And yes, in the city, as far as I understand, the public and separate school system, school buses are indeed running. Schools are open.
Who very soon will come our way?
You know, last night I'm hanging out at Bud's Eddie's for the Dog River Hollers Rugby Club's Christmas fundraiser, and Daryl Davis pops in because he is on behalf of the Leader Post Christmas Cheer Fund. We were raising money for Regina Transition Houses for Women. And Daryl said, I got to go a little early here. I think it was his niece, was at a Christmas concert. And I thought, really? In the blizzard? But yeah, that was still happening here, and had a fun time. Joining me now is Evan Bray, who normally would be at this event, but... What, the blizzard held you back from being there?
Well, I was going to say the blizzard didn't stop you guys from making some good cash. I heard you raised close to $20,000.
Oh, it was incredible. Yeah, so 20 good. Grand. And you're right. The blizzard did kind of hinder those who would normally come out. But I want to give a special shout out. Listen to this, Evan. Tim Young, you know him.
Yep.
From
Young's Equipment.
From
yep.
Young's Equipment. He walks in. One of the nicest men I know. He's got 10 grand and just drops it on the table for the cause. 10 grand. Wow. And you know, Brian Sklar and his band, Donnie Young still keeping the beat there on the drums. And J.J. Voss, Casey Stone, of course, Jack Semple. They do that, I believe, for free. And people just show up, get entertained, give a little, and $20,000 later.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You're good losing stuff. Your voice.
What's
going on?
Greg? I think the snow came, my voice left. I don't know what happened, but it's one of those seasonal under-the-weather things.
It certainly is. Now, I know this. You're in our Saskatoon studio again here this morning. It's colder there. Is it just as treacherous around there?
Yeah, colder, and I mean, the drifts are bad for sure. You see, I know city crews have been out on the main arteries, same as in Regina, so that's a good thing, but looks like highways in the southeast part of the province are really the biggest problem right now outside of the cities. It looks like that's where I even see a couple of road closures still on the highway hotline.
Murray Wood gave me a quick ring and said he was coming to the Louvain. City graders have been down a good chunk of it, and it was pretty good. It's winter driving on a lot of the streets, but Ring Road is darn icy, and I've heard of not only cars in the ditch, but also one that might have hit a guardrail too. But that's the morning commute. You on your show today, I know one of the topics is the conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, is casting a little doubt for some, not all, about whether or not he has the ability to lead this party in the right direction.
Well, that's exactly right, Greg. I mean, I've said all along, I don't think there's a question Pierre Poilievre is going to be the leader after they do this leadership review and vote coming up at the end of January.
I can't think of a name that would be popping up after.
I have a guest, though, Tasha Carradine, who's a great guest. We've had her on the show many times, writes for the National Post. She's throwing out some names. Jamil Giovanni, she said Doug Ford. She thinks there are some names that could be contenders to give him a run for the leadership. So it's going to be interesting. I got Tasha joining me right off the start of the show, and then we'll open up phone lines. I suspect people will have an opinion on that or not.
I think you should take open lines to, what do you do when you got a sore throat? I'm serious.
Hey, trust me, I'm getting all kinds, people are trying to pour me bourbon shots.
I like that. Let's do that. Yeah, on the air alcohol test. Isn't that WKRP? Boy, you got to be old enough to remember that.
Could be interesting by noon today.
Okay, and you're going to be talking about vinyl? What's happening here?
Well, for the first time, vinyl record sales have never been as high as they are right now since 1984, Greg. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how, I mean, vinyl, we've talked about this over the last couple of years, is making a comeback, but it's more than a comeback. Vinyl is now the preferred source outside of online streaming. Vinyl is where most people are getting
I'll tell you, you should have me on the show. I know why that is, because I still buy a piece or two of vinyl, probably, once maybe a month or every 2 months at least, but you can hold it in your hands. It's just like the old days. You pull out those liner notes, the pictures, and you feel like you're not just hitting a button on your computer to stream something, right? A lot of stars are wise to their popularity, and they're autographing. You can pay a few extra dollars and order online through a lot of artists, like big-name artists, and get autographed vinyl. And that's so really cool. The rage right now, too.
So cool. I've got a couple of fellas that own a vinyl record store in the province that will be joining me on the show today. So we're going to talk a bit about vinyl, the resurgence, and we're going to open up the phone lines as well, because everybody's got stories of whether it's their first record or their collection. So it'll be a good conversation at 11.
We should have a pool on when your voice gives out. I don't think it makes it all the way.
Greg,
I'm going
never
11,
doubt,
11,
never
18.
Doubt this voice, Greg. Never
11, 18,
doubt it.
The voice is gone. Evan Bray will try at 8:30. Thanks, buddy.